Mahoney Morning Show.
Listen live on the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, this is really bad news.
What's that?
A man claims that his junk was shrunk by an inch and a half due to COVID.
Fake news.
And doctors say it can't be fixed. The anonymous male, who is in his 30s, said the lasting effect of the virus has damaged his self-confidence. He said that urologists actually believe that COVID-D is a real phenomenon.
That is terrifying.
Can reduce the size and damage to blood vessels and damaged blood vessels. For example, a study of 3,400 people led by the University College London found that of 200 reported long COVID symptoms, a smaller wiener was one of the rarer
that
ones.
But sound like it was a long hauler to me.
The man claims to have lost more than an inch and a half.
I feel like this is just what this guy's going to be telling his, you know, future partners for the rest of his life.
I used to be
rocking it. Now, you know,
back in the day, I was the captain of the football team and it was huge.
I mean, if you're like sitting here measuring it soft, there's just no way that you would ever know whether or not you've lost an inch and a half of growth. Because
you gotta.
We need a little tickle.
Little morning.
Yeah. So
little how to do.
So how would you ever know? You know,
unless
you only grow by an inch and a half.
Like, as somebody who spent 10 days in the hospital from COVID.
Yeah.
And you know, had a real bad time with it.
Yep.
Saying whatever you can to like let people know that like, hey, you're playing Russian roulette. It may not do anything to you. It may destroy you. One of the two things.
You have not experienced any shrinkage downstairs?
Zero.
Thank goodness.
But.
Thank goodness.
Happy for you.
But you know, as they say, you can't bleed a stone.
That's true. I also just kind of, there's a part of me that goes, this is just propaganda to try to get people to get vaccinated. I think this is a step too far because I have done a lot of things. I think
penis is going to fall right off your body if you don't go outside and get vaccinated.
This is big Pfizer telling people not to have a little Pfizer.
Yeah.
Oh, but I mean, but what
Johnson happens? And Johnson, stay away from my Johnson.
Hey, Johnson & Johnson, supposedly the no vax now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Whatever.
So they're saying that it could be a real thing. They identified 203 symptoms in patients from 56 countries, and about 5% of men suffered from a decrease in the size, not only of the sausage, but also the beans, if you will.
So if you are suffering just like this man, you're not alone. You have some men in solidarity with you.
To all of these guys that have lost an inch and a half and now have a tiny wiener, I say welcome.
You know
aboard.
What's even worse too? What happens if this happened to you and you also got the hair loss side effect of COVID?
Oh yeah,
right, you're bald and with the teeny tiny doinker.
Dang it,
that stinks.
Yeah. So some good news today as well. A Ontario martial artist broke her second Guinness World Record by teaming up to perform a number of kicks in 60 seconds. How many kicks do you think you could throw in 1 minute?
Me?
Yeah,
four. Maybe.
What do you mean, like throw a kick?
Like kick something. Like, yeah, like imagine like a martial arts pad, right?
So you're like I got to kick high. I can't kick low.
It can be a relatively low kick. Let's say it's a low kick.
I bet I could do, I think I'd get tired at the end. I'd say about 35 kicks.
35 kicks.
So in 1 minute?
So one every, less than every 2 seconds.
Sure.
No way.
If I'm able to keep my leg up like this, one, two, three. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, you think so?
I just did three.
Yeah, three.
I think I could do more than that.
In
a minute?
I don't know. I think that's.
I don't think that's hard.
I think that's a bold.
I think 30 in a minute is pretty on average.
Okay.
Yeah, you ready?
No, this is bad radio, Dave. I'm not going to do a kick. Like this?
Yeah, you ready?
Just like this.
All right, Dave's filming.
He is up. Audrey is up as well, too.
Oh, that's different than just like this.
Now they're debating form.
Okay. Ready, set, go. One, two, three, four. Five, six,
she's seven, getting there.
Nine, ten. She's leaning
against. She's you can't hold the wall.
Yeah, what are you doing?
There's no rule set.
That was like.
That was that.
I was 15 and then you fell over. But you also,
really
you also kicked my paper across the room, so I don't know how many she did now.
Listen.
She did 178.
You didn't discuss form. You didn't tell me what you really wanted from me. You didn't tell me all the way up, all the way down.
You did 15. Your form was awful. You fell against the wall and you're out of breath.
And I lost an inch and a half.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So one of the big concerns with all of the advancements in technology is that, you know, there's hackers out there that can get access to it. And we've heard a number of stories about people's, like, Nests at their house. Nests are those little thermostat things getting hacked, and then the hackers turning it up to, like, 90 degrees, and then some of the security systems getting hacked, or, like, people are broadcasting creepy messages into people's houses. Don't like any of that stuff,
there's
right?
There's a lot of, you know, I mean, but with these conveniences do come some downfalls that aren't really talked about all that often.
But, I mean, to be fair, you know, somebody turning your thermostat up to 90, it's annoying, but it's more of...
Yeah, my wife would go on a rampage.
She would freak out. I know.
Yeah.
But
there'd be a murder in my house.
That's a lot different than this. A 19-year-old, IT security specialist, his name is David Colombo, he reported in a Twitter thread that he had gained complete control over 25 Teslas in 13 countries without the owners knowing by hacking. So his thing is, like, he's actually a security specialist. So he was basically just showing, hey, this can be done. But can you imagine if somebody could just take control of your car?
I don't love that.
I hate it.
Can you imagine if somebody can just take control of your microphone and then put ads based off of taking over your microphone?
Yeah, but that's not going to kill you. I mean, like, you're marketing Butterfinger to me. Like, good luck.
That could kill you slowly, Dave.
Slowly, yes.
Yeah, we're okay with dying slowly by our own volition. You know?
I want to die by my own bad choices. Thank you very much.
Like a Butterfinger Blizzard every
day. Oh, a Butterfinger Blizzard is so good.
Wait, guys, I accidentally got Butterfinger ice cream at the grocery store.
Accidentally?
Yeah, I thought it was like some...
You accidentally made the best decision of your life?
No, Mahoney's in agreement. Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's Butterfinger ice cream is not nearly as close to what you're getting with Butterfinger Blizzard.
Well, there's chunks.
There's nothing as good as a Blizzard. There's no ice cream that's as good as a Blizzard.
I do Snickers, Reese's.
No, you did bad
Oreos.
Boy. You bad boy.
Butterfinger and Heath.
You turn
all
into
at the same time?
Willy Wonka when you go in there.
You are an a-hole. It is a diabetes orgy in my Blizzard.
Do you get like 20% off dialysis with that?
I don't.
Like, which one do you try and scoop for? Because you know whenever
Snickers.
You're eating,
the texture of the Snickers is the best out of all of those. But you throw in the Butterfinger because it gets blended up real nice.
Yeah, those little shards of the Butterfinger.
But Heath is stuck in your teeth.
Heath is underrated. A lot of people sleep on English toffee.
Yeah, because nobody ever goes to the store and is like, I'm going to get a Heath bar.
I love an English toffee though, man.
In fact, when's the last time you went to the grocery store and just like had a candy bar?
Candy yesterday.
With candy or candy bar?
Well, I guess chocolates.
Okay, but I mean, I'm thinking like, when's the last time you went in and like bought a Snickers?
I don't buy candy in individual things anymore. I buy like
bulk.
I buy like the thing they sell at Sam's Club or Costco, full ass 24 bars for like $15.
Dave, you don't have a candy jar in your house anywhere?
No. Well, wow. I mean, my kids have like a candy bowl from like candy that they've acquired from different stuff. But
sure.
Dave's not a candy guy, though.
I'm just not a sweets guy. But my kids never ask ever for like a candy bar. Like, they'll want to go get types of candy, but never is it a candy bar. Like,
yeah.
I feel like the candy bar has declined because other than Snickers, like, they don't even advertise. I feel like when we were kids, you'd see advertisements.
Are there Kit Kat commercials still?
Like, give me a break, give me a break, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
That was great, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To answer your question, though, I don't think so.
No, they shut those down for some reason.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Save a life, you're a hero. Save hundreds, you're a nurse. A little messed up, right?
Message deleted.
I mean, not really. I mean, I don't know anyone out there that does not like nurses. I mean, as far as like the selfless jobs that you can have, nurses, firefighters, teachers, like there's a couple
those
that
are heroes.
I think that
in
we
their
are,
own right.
Yeah, I think that we all agree that like those people deserve all of the credit and all of the money.
No, we all agree on that, and then nothing ever happens.
What do you mean nothing ever happens?
I feel like you constantly look.
What do you want to happen?
Better pay for all of our public servants who are out there.
Let's not be ridiculous. Let's not be ridiculous. No. We got quarterly bonuses to hit for the guy in the corner office. We can't be worried about like paying people more. Yeah.
Realistic things, Mahoney. Come on now.
Wait until they all walk away and see what happens.
To this guy's point, though, I will say he said save a life, you're a hero. Save 100, you're a nurse. I will say probably the difference of somebody saying that a random John on the street who decides to save a life, that heroism is not usually like innate in people. And if it is, they do go into those public servant type of fields. Like they do become doctors if that is something that they like have a calling to do. Like right. they just feel like, yeah. you know, they want to help their community in that type of way. Like the heroism just runs in their veins.
Do you feel like you, if you had a whole bunch of resources that you would use it for good or would you just use it for yourself?
Me.
Yeah.
Just me.
Oh, I wish I was so, I just, oof.
Nah, deal.
What do you think, Dave?
No, I'd like to think that if I had a whole bunch of resources that I'd put it to good use.
Yeah, good use for me. That's what I would do.
We were just talking about off air. Like if I was a CEO billionaire, I think that I would be able to raise minimum wage. I think I could do that.
You would raise minimum wage at your company? Or
I absolutely think I could do that.
If you had two choices, raise minimum wage at your company or get you a 100-foot yacht.
You could do both.
Let's say you had to choose.
No. Then I'm raising minimum. I don't need a yacht.
Only a 100-foot yacht? You poor piece of garbage.
I'm just going to call my yacht minimum wage and raise that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I've forgotten who it was, Dave or Mahoney, but I know you guys are huge fans of Topo Chico, and I heard that there was a shortage. So I found 10-plus cases of surplus of Topo Chico at Restaurant Depot. Just heads up in case that you want to stock up again.
Message deleted.
So that's Mahoney. He is a Topo Chico nut. Like, he'll drink how many a day? Like 16?
Between a dozen and, you know.
That's insanity. Why don't you just invest in one of those soda water makers?
It's not the same.
How do you know?
Because I've tried those before.
Have you actually run the numbers on it? Because, I mean, like, you talk about how your wife doesn't want to, like, turn the heat on in the winter or the AC on during the summer. And that saves, I don't know, maybe, like, $30 a month max.
Yeah.
How much is your Topo Chico budget?
So you think about these. I kind of did a loose estimate of it because I save all my bottle caps. And I had around 2,000-plus bottle caps. After a year, about 10 pounds worth of bottle caps, mm-hmm. of Topo Chico bottle caps, and they're about $1 a piece. So
you spend $10,000?
No, about $2,000.
Oh, $2,000.
Last
oh, okay.
year.
Okay.
But, I mean, and I know that sounds ludicrous to some people, and I get it. I am aware, but I was spending more than that on soda.
You were spending that on more on Postmates, remember?
Yeah,
the pandemic year?
Oh, Postmates, I spent 10 times that.
You spent $10,000.
It was 15, I think.
Everyone's got a vice, right? And if your vice is soda water, I think you're doing okay.
I think so, too.
For me, it keeps me off of soda. Like, straight soda.
It's great.
Like, and that, you
figured
know,
it out. Solve the riddle.
I am not on my my health kick to the point where I'm like doing everything perfect right now, but I will never, like, I can go and do that for spurts. You know, but this, I feel like, is a solution to keeping soda out of my, like, even if I go get fast food, which I've done plenty of times, like, I'll go get Arby's, don't get a soda. I know I got Topo Chico at home.
So Mahoney has this vice of Topo Chico, just loves it so much. Dave, do you have anything remotely near that? Like, something that you just love. I mean, other than, like, the black T-shirt craze.
Wine.
Yeah.
Red wine, black T-shirts. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, you take those things away from me, I'll freak out.
I don't.
A man
Ian,
has to
have
something.
Anything?
Yeah.
Like, did you spend money on like that?
No, nothing.
Really. Nothing? What about your Blue Moon thing?
I've taken that back.
No, I know. You've intentionally taken it back. Just like this month, I'm doing the dry January thing,
exactly.
right? Like, so, like, I'll intentionally pull it back. But I know that the natural state of me is drinking a bottle of red wine every day.
Dino chicken nuggets?
No, not anymore either.
No,
I got to eat healthy.
Oh, because you got to live longer for the kid.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, be less sad.
Annoying.
He's got to live long.
You got to maintain myself.
You're so needy, kid.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Sometime in, like, the early 80s, my friend and I, when we went to Big Lots or something like that, we only had one bike. So I stole a pair of those bicycle pegs. And 2 days later, my friend and I were riding on the bike, and he was pedaling, and I was riding on the pegs. And one of the pegs broke off. My foot slipped through spokes of the rear wheel and broke all the spokes off, and now we had no bike to.
Message deleted.
It's karma, man.
Yeah, that's why you have to be good at pegging in order to be able to ride with a friend.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Well, the Army has decided they are going to bump up bonuses because they're having a hard time recruiting as well because of all of the stuff with COVID. So
because a lot of kids were out of schools for, you know, 2021 and they couldn't recruit in high schools.
So they are offering a maximum enlistment bonus now of $50,000 to highly skilled recruits who joined for 6 years. As, again, they have been struggling to find people for critical jobs within the armed forces during the continuing pandemic. So if you've been thinking about joining and you have been holding out, well, this is the time maybe to consider it because the bonuses have gone up.
And it is leaning towards you.
And, I mean, it is significant because it was at $40,000. So to go up to $50,000, that's a big jump, right?
Who would want an extra 10 Gs?
Yeah.
Buy me a sweet-ass Challenger.
So who has what?
That's right.
You're going to buy like a Dodge Challenger for $10,000?
Gently used.
I feel like that's on brand for somebody in the military. Don't you feel like?
I love a Challenger.
Oh, yeah. Those things fly. That's what that guy was driving in Los Angeles when he's running from the cops at 170 miles an hour.
Ooh.
That's a good
I don't think it was a $10,000.
I don't think it was a $10,000 Challenger. Can you find a $10,000 Challenger?
Probably on CarMax.
Maybe.
Maybe not right
probably
now.
Probably like 20 years old.
No, the Challengers weren't around 20
years
ago.
That's what I mean. Like, they're not that old. Like, I don't think that you could find a $10,000 Challenger that's not, like, blown out.
At least 12 years old.
Yeah.
And what's the cheapest Challenger that you're able to find?
I'm working on it right now, but I guarantee you we can probably find a Challenger for $9,000?
$9,000?
Yeah.
You guarantee it?
I guarantee it.
Have you ever driven in one?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to see out of the
if you're a little shorter.
Cheapest
Challenger
on CarMax.
Did you go to cheapchallengers at CarMax.com?
Cheapchallengers.com, yeah. 18.9.
See?
So
way off.
And that has 124,000 miles on it.
I got one in North Hollywood 2015 SXT going for $8,900.
How many miles?
101K.
Ooh.
This thing's looking nice, too.
Really?
Oh, it's murdered
She's
out.
Mint.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, I love black cars.
Mm-hmm. That's the only coupe I would own.
A Challenger.
Yeah. You know, as a parent, something that I don't love is flammable robes for my children.
Aren't all robes flammable, though?
Well, but this...
Like, if you try hard enough? So,
if you're committed to the fire.
Yeah.
No, but when you're talking about kids' robes, like them having a fire risk is not great. So the Consumer Product Safety Commission announced that they are recalling thousands of children's robes that have been sold on Amazon, 3T through 12. They've been sold on Amazon for $30. The recalled robes failed to meet the flammability standards for children's sleepwear, posing a risk of burn injuries to children.
What do you do in order to figure out if these robes are burned, like they're flammable?
If
like,
you have a tie-dye rainbow pattern kid's robe that has specifically like a unicorn horn on it, it's probably one of those.
Don't let them run really fast.
I feel like it's going to burst into flames.
Chafey, and then sparks fly.
Don't bring them anywhere near a volcano.
Okay.
Active volcano.
Stay away from volcanoes.
You hear about that 75-year-old guy who fell into the volcano?
Sure did. Didn't read a single sign,
Wait,
dummy.
What?
Yes.
Well, he didn't fall into the actual volcano. He fell off a volcano.
Oh, he's still just as awful.
Yeah. I think I would rather fall off into, like, jagged rocks than actually
If I'm going to go, like, put me into the flames. Yeah, like, let it be over.
You think so?
Yeah, because you're going to hit the rocks and be like,
ouchie.
I want to go Terminator style.
Do you yell cannonball?
No.
No. Okay, I'm just asking.
You want your last words to be cannonball?
Cannonball!
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present The Internet is
Awesome!
Internet is Awesome is some of our favorite audio clips from the past few days here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. And one of the games that we like to play, Mahoney, is Tipsy or Toddler, where we just read the things that were said by either a little kid or somebody who's very drunk, and we try to figure out which is which. This, as it turns out, was a little kid, but he's a little Scottish toddler, which, I mean, little kids from
accent.
The UK are just the best, right? And this little fella.
Nah, it's not funny. I've got school. Nah. I'm not laughing. I've got school. Nah, has he drawn on my face?
I mean, just such a cute little girl, right? With that little Scottish accent, just the best.
She just got, she went to sleep too fast.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had that happen to me at a slumber party, but if I think I did and I woke up, I'd throw hands.
Is that what it was? Like she got woke up at a slumber party and she thought she had school?
Like, no. I mean, it was just like she went to sleep and they played a prank on her, but usually that kind of stuff happens whenever you are at slumber parties.
You would never, if you were the first one to fall asleep, there was always some sort of prank.
Did you ever put somebody's hand in warm water and try to get them to pee their pants?
I never did.
Did that work? Does that ever work?
I don't know. I tried it a number of times.
The shaving cream, then tickle the nose.
The shaving cream and tickle the nose is the best.
Yeah.
That's but it's like, can we just normalize not messing with people when they're just trying to sleep or if they're passed out drunk?
Yeah.
Just let me be. I'm already here. I'm basically, there's a 50-50 shot. I'm going to drown in my own vomit. I don't need to glue a bottle cap or draw something on my face.
I don't need a penis on my face when I'm drowning in my own vomit.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Here's a fellow that did, in fact, have too much to drink, and he was talking about breakfast and Obama.
Obama gave me breakfast. Who? Maple syrup. Obama gave me this life.
Oh my gosh, he said Obama gave me this life, and if I could read through the noms.
I thought he said Obama gave me his wife. I was like, wow.
Obama gave
freaky.
Me this life, and as he was chewing, it sounded like, Obama.
What was the context of that, Ian? He was at a Denny's or something?
Yeah, just a couple of friends drunk at a Waffle House, actually.
Waffle House, yeah, that's pretty on brand.
Being thankful for the meal that Obama provided them.
So this is not so much funny as it is crazy audio. From Los Angeles, there was a plane, like a small plane that had crash landed, and it was on some train tracks, and it's body cam footage, which is how we have the audio of this, but a cop runs up. I mean, just absolute heroics to run towards a situation like this.
A plane gets hit by a train.
This dude is stuck in his plane that's stuck on some train tracks, and the cop runs up and pulls this guy out literally a split second before this happens.
Go!
Yep. That was pretty close.
Real close.
Yeah.
Too close for comfort. I mean, that train was coming down them tracks fast. I mean, do we think this is the first time a train has ever hit a plane? Because it's not very often that a train would even have the opportunity to hit a plane.
True, because they're on the ground and planes usually in the air.
That's nothing gets past you guys.
Yeah. And they run. So I just like saying a plane got hit by a train.
Local newsman was talking about the January 6th insurrection and had a little flub on the air.
Congress later impeached the former president for inciting an insurrection. CBS's Skylar Henry is in Washington for us tonight.
I mean, he did pretty good, and none of his co-hosts laughed.
President for inciting an insurrection. CBS's Skylar Henry is in Washington for us tonight.
I mean, I feel like you should cite the president for causing an erection. You know, I'm feeling feelings I didn't know I had. I'm not questioning stuff.
Speaking of feelings that you didn't know you had, here is Elmo, and he is, this is from Bleep BS. He is saying nothing dirty here, but, you know.
You can't have that Elmo. Rocco wants to eat it.
How is Rocco going to eat that Zoe? Tell Elmo. Rocco doesn't even have a mouth. Rocco's just a rock.
It's just so much worse, Dave, when it's the kids' shows.
Isn't it, though?
It really is.
You can't satisfy a woman without a mouth. Jeez. Come on, Rocco.
From Cover Your Ears, how about some Creed, Mahoney? This was great.
Where sunrise, I fight to stay asleep. Because I don't want to leave the comfort of his place.
Every time it gets me.
Because there's a hunger. A longing to escape. From a life I live when I'm awake. So let's go there. Let's make our escape.
All right, I got one more clip for you to round out. The internet is awesome, and this came to us from the topic when we were talking about if you've ever accidentally stolen something from an establishment, a store, whatever it is, and did you go back and return it? Well, in this case, a little boy accidentally stole a cup from a restaurant. And his mom decided that she was going to mess with him and tell him that she was going to call the cops on him. And his reaction to try to talk his mom out of calling the cops is next level.
I have never heard a more pure version of terror in my life.
Ever, ever.
Than this young man.
This is his core memory.
Don't call the cops on me, Ma.
Mom, please don't call the cops! Please!
Zakari, I don't know what you want me to do. You stole the cup.
I'm scared. scared! Please! I'm just your little son! I'm your son!
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand! It's the Redneck Report!
Man, so this guy, this dude knows how to party. I mean, I'm sure he's a dirtbag, but man, what a move by this guy. Early Tuesday morning, the sheriff's office started getting numerous calls about a person riding throughout homeowners' properties on a red side-by-side.
So that's like a motorcycle with a sidecar? Is that what I'm thinking of? Or is it like a Razor?
Think of more like all-terrain vehicles. You know, very buggy-esque.
Yeah.
Okay, like an OTV kind of thing.
Yeah, so okay. The guy whose name is Joshua Kreider, he approached one caller who was on the phone with the police and asked if he could use their outlet at their house to charge his ankle monitor.
So this guy's driving around in one of these side-by-sides.
Right.
Through people's yards.
Like a Razor, like you said.
Yeah.
And the cops showed up and responded to the call and said that he saw this dude. He approached him, and he said that he was acting strangely. The deputy attempted to figure out what was going on. Kreider reached into his pocket, and the deputies heard several suspicious clicking sounds. The suspect refused to keep his hands visible, so he was immediately cuffed. A box cutter was found in his pocket with the blade out, so I don't know what he was planning on doing. But a check on the side-by-side revealed that he had actually stolen that. The detective ran a check on him and found out that he was on house arrest, but he had an extensive history for battery, burglary, grand theft, and other charges.
Well, at least he wanted to keep his ankle bracelet charged.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Do you think that they use, like, a regular USB port to charge
no,
it?
No, it's going to be one of those one weird ones that has, the two little things that you can never plug in right.
Ever.
Micro USB or whatever it is.
Do you have to do that thing, like, when you're sitting at the airport and you have to charge your phone where you have to, like, sit on the floor?
Yes.
And to still use your phone? Hey, do that thing where you have to lay on the ground and, like, keep your ankle close
to
the outlet?
You actually do, yeah.
Do you really?
That's exactly it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Dang it.
Also,
that is horrible.
If you're an airport right now and you don't have USB chargers at your seats, your airport sucks.
You're cheap. You got a cheap airport.
Like it, and also, get rid of all the carpet everywhere.
So a top ballet star strapped some adult toys to his body and performed an act in a busy park. They called it a premeditated incident, which is interesting because this guy, a big ballet star, I guess. I mean, I'm not that familiar with, like, who's a ballet star and who's
the
not.
The Queen. He's a big British ballet star. The Queen loved him.
His name
until
is
this
Felix.
Moment.
Felix Reitman? Whatever.
Reitman.
He's 68 years old. And he was spotted waving his junk around in traffic, performing acts in front of a bunch of very confused pedestrians.
So what is it? He was performing his version of Dong Lake?
Instead of Swan Lake.
That's a little ballet joke there. That's what that was. That's pretty good, yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Instead of a pirouette, a penis set?
No.
Come on.
Do you know anything else about
Nutcracker, Nutcracker. Come on.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
All right, so here's the question that we have for you today. You can call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY on social media at Dave Mahoney. What is a really bad decision that you made that turned out great? You're like, maybe you were one of those people that, and I think we've all been there, where you're gambling and you're gambling money that you don't really need to be losing, and then you're down to like the last 20 bucks and you hit a jackpot or something.
Who has a good gambling story?
I mean, they don't end well, but like there's some good moments in there.
I mean, there's a couple that I have, but I mean, but those are, again, I feel like those are such survivorship bias instances that we do. It's like, there's been times where it's like, yeah, I put $8,000 down on the Chiefs to beat the Raiders and they hit the over and it hit.
Yep.
But it almost didn't.
Almost didn't. But you got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also then you think about it after the fact, I'm like, I would have lost $8,000.
Yeah.
That would have hurt.
That would have been bad.
That would have been real bad.
Matthew said, people told my sister and I that opening a brewery would be the worst decision ever and that we wouldn't be successful. But 3 years of hard work and we are now open and we enjoy pouring beer for people every single day.
I love that.
Hey, small business owners, and that's in the restaurant business too. And the beer business is a hard. But the thing about that though, I think, especially like a brewery or a microbrewery, you just meet the best people. There's just no money like to be made there, unless you become monstrous, you know?
Yeah. Daniel in Carlsbad said, my mom always told me not to longboard. Well, I longboarded, and I fell off said longboard, and I broke my leg in three places. but I went to the hospital and I met a really hot nurse and we hooked up for 3 months.
Oh, that was it. I thought it was going to be like we fell in love
and like we have a beautiful family now and everything else. Nah, just hooked up for three months.
That's pretty good. Hey, that's a good run.
Was she banging you with the cast on?
She was helping him with the cast.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. A little rehab.
She was a fixer. That woman was a fixer of all sorts.
I feel like she had a kink.
It's like, you know how they always talk about like you like your angels with broken wings. Like, she actually liked her dude with broken legs.
Yeah, for real, actually, still broken.
Jonathan said, 7 years ago, I made this decision to hang out with this girl that was a server at Denny's, and I ended up jeopardizing my living situation to be almost homeless. Well, we ended up marrying that. I ended up marrying that girl. We lived together, and we've been married since October.
Be honest, you had another chick on the side. You stepped out.
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
I jeopardized my living situation. You got kicked out of the house.
Man, that is a very politician way of saying
I was tired of where I was at. You went all the way around that actual story. Where's the truth, honey? Tell us a little bit more. I need more details.
But I'm happy to hold on to your truth. I'm happy to hear that. You know, hey, some relationships need to end.
Absolutely.
And by some, I mean about half.
Ryan said, I quit my job to start my own business. I mean, that's tough to do. I mean, there's a lot of ways that companies kind of keep their thumb on you, right? Yeah. I mean, with like, oh, you're not going to have benefits
insurance,
if you quit this company everything else. But good for you, man.
I mean, starting a small business is a bold endeavor. But even you're right, Dave, when you talk about companies keeping their thumbs on you, and there's a couple states across the U.S. that are passing laws that are going to allow your parents to be on your insurance
They get older.
Yes,
which is only fair, right?
Because you were able to be on it until you were 26.
Leech off them. Like, I better be able to leech off my kids that I raised.
But you know, I when I heard that at face value, I was like, that sounds amazing. You know, it's like, if I'm able to like help my parents out and do something that, you know, repay the debt that of them raising me. But then you think about, oh, you can't, like, you're even more indebted to that job. Because if, like, your parents are sick, you have to keep that insurance. Like, you're not going anywhere. I didn't think about that side of, the kind of double-edged sword that exists there.
Brooke said, I decided to move to Ohio with a man I thought that I loved, ended up being abusive. So when I was trying to escape, I learned that I have family there. So I moved in with them and got a job so I could leave. I had some friends in Canada. I decided it would be really nice to see them since I may never have this chance again. So I got a driving passport, contacted photographers all throughout Canada making plans for shooting when not with my friends, and it was the only way to pay for such a trip. Anyway, drove up into Toronto, went all the way across to BC, so across the entire country of Canada. I visited family all throughout. I met some up in Cali when I got back to the States, and I finally made it back home. And it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. It just all started out really, really poorly.
And you know what? That is one of those, like, you found yourself.
Yeah.
That was a journey of you needing to find yourself, and you did it. And I could not be more proud of the stories that you're a survivor.
Yeah.
You stepped out and you were strong enough to leave that relationship knowing that. And you were able to use your craft and what you knew how to do to make money along the way. You go.
Also,
round of applause.
Let's all take something away from that. Never move across the country to meet a man who lives in Ohio.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. No,
moral of the story,
Ohio.
Don't go to Cleveland.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So have you ever made a really bad decision and it has worked out? I mean, Mahoney, in the business that we're in, right, doing radio, we've had friends that have, you know, moved across the country, and we've moved
across the country.
Yeah, I mean, we've had situations where, you know, we've taken gambles with our career. Some of them worked out. Some of them haven't. That's fine. That's just sort of how it goes. But do you think that you've made any bad decisions in your career that have worked out really well?
Yeah, I mean that's kind of bad decisions that both of us had made, kind of. I took a job, my very first morning show job. You know, you and I were friends for a couple of years working at the same station. And, you know, we never really talked about doing a show together. We were just friends. We hung out.
You were always begging to be my producer. I remember that.
No, I offered to be the producer.
Begging.
When
I was like, nah, you don't have any talent.
Okay. No, then they're like, here we're gonna make you the star of this other show in this bigger city.
Yeah. That lasted 2 weeks.
1 year. I got offered this position in San Diego.
Right.
Big time morning show, and it was kind of out of the blue, and I had a couple friends who had worked with the guy who was going to be my partner there. I didn't know him, and it was Everybody who told me everything about this guy, they said he's a liar, he's a bad person. Like, you do not want to go down there and work with this guy. Like, this is going to end badly. And
but it was such an opportunity for you. You're like, I'm going
to
do it.
I went from making $25,000 a year to making $100,000 a year, which moving Las Vegas to San Diego actually is not that much.
Not that much of an increase.
I was actually somehow ended up even broker after all that
you
was
said.
You
were also fairly bad with your money, but it's fine.
Yeah. Glad I didn't buy that Porsche. Mm-hmm. So I go do this morning show, and I'm miserable. I hate it. The guy sucks. Everything's awful. But that experience, and I end up getting fired or downsized in 2008 because the economy had died. But that gave us the opportunity for Dave and I to be together as a show, because they wouldn't have put us together beforehand. They're like, Mahoney doesn't have any experience or anything like that. You guys aren't ready for that, or he's not ready for that. So having to like deal with a year of horrible, like abusive garbage to get to where we are and have a successful show for 13 plus years now.
Yeah, I mean, it's same thing, you know, my situation where we were doing the afternoon show. The contract ended in 2008. The economy had gone to garbage. They're like, hey, we love you guys, but you're fired. And so, you know, I was like, oh, crap. Well, that, you know, there goes my livelihood. That sucks.
Yeah, and you'd worked very hard, moved across the country.
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff, right? But, I mean, that's just kind of the nature of the business. Mm-hmm. I didn't even really hold it against him at the time.
No.
And so I ended up starting to do some other stuff on the side, got into, like, the combat sports world and, like, TV production, all that. And then, you know, there came an opportunity in 2009 for us to put the show together. So what I thought was a really, not necessarily decision on my part, but a decision on somebody else's part that was a really bad one, where they were letting us go, it ended up working out great, because a few months later, Adam Carolla also got fired, and that gave us an opportunity to put the show together. Next thing you know, here we are all these years later having very limited success. It's great.
Being the B team.
Yeah.
We are the B team.
Dreams do come true.
Yeah.
Motivation.
But it's, I don't know, and I know a lot of people say this, and it sounds so pandering in the moment. When you do get fired from a job, or you do leave a job that you just don't like, if you work hard, it will get better. Like, yeah. You like, life's too short for all of that stuff. But in our experience, you know, getting fired has been the best things for us, mostly because we are mostly motivated by spite.
Oh, yeah.
And just to prove them wrong.
Yeah, like, you make us mad.
So, I mean,
that's like, the only way to motivate us.
Fire us.
Make us mad.
Yeah.
Lacey said, I ended up leaving my ex-husband. I was really upset about it at first, but a year later, I have met my current fiance and could not be happier. Good for you.
Good for you.
Do you, I mean, again, I feel like that goes back. It's like life is too short. I mean, we especially, I think, in the last 2 years, with everything that has gone on the world.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we saw a lot of relationships end.
Yeah.
And probably good. Like, be happy. It is way too short to be unhappy for all of it. Like, we have a finite amount of time to just enjoy things.
Guillermo said, I took my friend gambling. I lost $200. He lost his $60. Then he came up to me and told me that it was his last $60 until his next check, which was the following week. I told him, hold my beer. Went to the ATM, got $400, played for 3 hours, walked out with $900. Went to dinner at Hooters, drank 2 full pitchers of beers. Good times.
That's a way to celebrate.
Yeah. That's not normally how that story ends, but good for you, man.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So have you ever made what you thought was a really bad decision at the time, and then it ended up being great? Dad said, my wife and I were going to buy a trailer when we first got married and backed out at the last minute. We thought we were screwed. We'd never be able to find a place. Luckily, we didn't, though. The park that we were going to buy in ended up getting lead poisoning in the water from the fields next to it. I'm glad we didn't die.
Jeez. You know, I lived in a trailer when I was born.
I did not know that.
Yeah, two of them.
Two trailers, same time?
So it was like
double wide?
We start off with single wide.
Okay.
Then my dad got promoted. And
okay.
We had a double wide.
Very nice.
And then he
moving
got
on it.
Yeah, I think we moved into a house when I was 3 or 4, something like that. But yeah, no, I have zero recollection. I have like zero recollection.
You got to start somewhere.
Can I call you trailer trash?
Sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was a nice trailer, though.
Nice trailer trash.
Like, my dad, like, I haven't seen pictures of it, but, like, when I go visit him back home, like, we've driven by the place.
Is the trailer park still there?
It is.
Is it?
He owned that trailer outright, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he bought it. He bought
nice.
It.
So,
but he didn't own the land underneath it. That was the issue, right?
But we could have moved it. We could have put it on one of those big-ass trucks.
No one does that. That's the predatory nature of trailer parks.
I know.
Nomadic. You know what? There is something so sweet about just like, you know, you've got a kid on the way. You're going to buy whatever you can to make your ends meet. And I find that really cool.
Yeah, my parents got married when they were like kids. I think my mom was like, I think she was with my dad when they were 18. They got married at like 19, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, which to me, I think of myself at 19 trying to get married. And also, here's the thing. You know, my mom got married at 18 years old, 19 years old, had me. So that was probably a bad decision.
Did it work out great, though?
Yeah,
I think we're still waiting on that part.
Yeah. We'll find out.
It was a one and done for her. She was like, I can't do another one.
I'm going to take her out for her birthday this week.
That's nice.
Aww.
Yeah. Ian, have you ever made a really bad decision that you think worked out great?
Yeah, I make bad decisions all the time, especially with my finances. Mm-hmm. So I'm the guy who gets paid on Friday, and then I run out of money by Saturday.
Yeah.
So.
But that Friday,
that's a fun 24
that Friday
hours.
Afternoon.
That's a good time, right?
Yes, but then I have to go to the payday loan place on Saturday to go front me some money. So I was down to my last $100 of my paycheck and of the payday loan that I got. So I decided to take that $100, throw some parlays on some UFC fights.
Hell,
I don't know UFC at all, so I just randomly
picked
names.
You didn't ask us?
No, of course
not. I mean, Dave and I live in that world,
man. Intuition,
man.
Intuition. And it worked out for me because I won $1,000 on the fights, and then I took 20 of that, and I played the slots, and I won another $1,400. So I doubled my paycheck, and I paid the payday loan.
Who, do you remember who you bet on?
That is so legit.
I bet you bet against Amanda Nunes or
I
something
did.
Like
that. I think
did.
I did.
You idiot. I can't believe that worked out.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Some people age like wine. Others age like milk.
Message deleted.
Yeah, we know. We're over here curdling as you speak.
Look like a big old bowl of cottage cheese. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
I mean, to be fair, though, I feel like I am much better looking at 40 than I was at 20.
I am far better looking at 30 than I was at 20, like without a doubt.
Yeah, it's like you see some people do the 10-year challenge. You're like, ugh. But then others, you're like, okay, you have leveled up. Good for you.
I look pretty good at 30.
Nah.
But I look better now.
Nah, you look terrible.
Nah, I look pretty good.
Terrible.
I think it's one of those things where if you never feel like you are going to peak, then you'll just keep peaking. Like, I refuse to believe, this is what I'm telling myself anyways, I refuse to believe that I've already reached that point and it's all downhill from wherever I'm already at. Like, I feel like I'm too vain to watch myself trip and fall.
You're
at this moment.
Better. You're always getting. Well,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like I feel like if you never feel like you've already reached it, then you could just. There's only up.
Up. I mean, that's the oldest trick in the book, right? Is I mean, you said it the other day, Mahoney. Don't peak in high school. But I mean, that's the whole thing about like the prom king or the prom queen, the captain of the football team, the captain of the cheerleading team. If you peak in high school, it is all downhill from there. By the time you're 36 years old. You're burnt, but if you're just always unsatisfied, then you're trying to improve upon yourself, and generally, you do. I mean, Ian, do you feel like you're getting better with age?
No.
Oh.
Dave, I'm losing teeth, and like I'm graying.
But you're going to have a gold tooth?
I can't get up.
You're going to have a gold tooth, right? Or a silver?
Eventually. Those are expensive, though. But like even yesterday, like I had the baby in my arms, and I got up from the couch, and I pulled something in my back. Now my back really hurts. And I'm not getting better looking.
Natalie said in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said Dave looks great for 50.
It's very rude, but okay.
It's not 50.
Long way away from 50, but yeah, okay, fine.
Are you rounding up, Natalie?
Ian, you mentioned getting off of the couch. I had to do one of those like rolls, like yesterday off the couch, like roll onto all fours. Like I didn't.
Onto the ground all
fours? Like I was like
laying,
like and then like push myself up off of the ground.
We got to get you a life alert or something.
I was like, this is it. This is exactly. I've fallen and I can't get up.
And if you want to focus on your core, I've been doing Apple yoga workouts.
I do yoga.
If you want to come over, we can do some of those.
Do some hot yoga together? It wouldn't be hot yoga. It would just be
the hottest
hot
yoga.
Yeah.
I'll show you a downward dog.
So I'm parked eating my lunch, and I see a guy pull into the driveway in front of me and speak to a pedestrian, and the pedestrian shakes his head. Then he gets out of his car, comes over to me, and asks me if I know where the Y is, the YMCA. I didn't. But how bizarre. Who asks for directions in 2022. This is downtown Chattanooga, not the boondocks. And yes, Mahoney, I like to eat my lunch in my car.
Message deleted.
I had somebody not that long ago ask me for directions, and they're like, do you know how to get here? I didn't know the place that they were talking about, but I was like, sure. So I pulled up Google Maps and showed them. It's like, here you go. This is how you get there.
I mean, if you don't have a cell phone, which there were.
Who doesn't have a cell phone?
I know a couple people don't have cell phones.
I am a bumbling idiot without a cell phone. Like, if I don't have a phone, because it's happened before, like, where my phone has died or whatever, right? But if I don't know how to do anything.
So I'm going to.
I don't know anyone's number. Oh. I don't know how to get anywhere, I mean, outside of, like, to my house.
I know how to navigate the town that I grew up in. I know how to get around St. Louis.
Because that's back when you didn't used have to remember
had
things.
Had to create,
yes.
You know, the pathways in your brain on mm-hmm. how to get places. But I'll tell you a story about asking for directions and what my friends used to do when we were teenagers. And I feel like such a dick 25 years later after all of this. So my friend had a pretty badass Cutlass Supreme.
Oh, nice.
And so we would all go get in the Cutlass Supreme, and this was pre-cell phone, pre-video cameras, everybody in everybody's hand, and we would drive around neighborhoods, and then he would stop and ask them for directions to, like, nearby grocery store or a McDonald's.
Okay.
And as they were getting ready, as they start to tell the directions, he would floor it and, like, burn the tires and just drive off.
How funny.
No, I know. It's like it's.
That's great.
It was a real dick move, man. It's a real dick move.
Please leave.
And I feel bad about it.
You should.
I didn't. It was
a
me driving.
We got all these booster shots and stuff. Just curious as to which one of these boosters is going to make us go through puberty all over again, and which one of you would handle puberty better? Have a good one.
Message deleted.
I don't need any more smells or any more hairs. I mean, well.
Man, can you imagine?
Unless it's on the top of my head, I'll take more.
You
get
a little
there.
More hair
yeah,
up there.
Yeah, yeah. But the places it's growing right now, the ear, like, and I'm in a crisis right now. I lost my ear and nose hair trimmer, so I haven't trimmed my ear hair in about 2 weeks.
This is going to get bad. This is going to get really.
I bet they sell them at Costco.
Oh, that's out of control. What is that? Is that like? It's like a,
oh, you get a little fuzzy.
No, it looks like a swallow nest. Like, what is happening?
It grows like crazy.
It grows on the flap of his ear, like on the way to the hole. Interesting. So where did it go? What do you mean you lost it?
I don't know how I lost my ear and nose hair trimmer.
Yeah, because you don't travel with it, do you?
I don't think so.
Oh, maybe you did and you left it in Disney and I'm big Mickey Mouse has your trimmers.
you accidentally took your nose hair trimmer to Disneyland and got swiped by Goofy?
I mean, I do like to take my beard hair trimmer to hotels.
What if you took it on a cruise?
Because, like, when you shave, you wouldn't know this because you've never trimmed a beard.
But when you're trimming beards,
the shards go everywhere. So it's like, I hate doing that in my own bathroom because, like, cleaning it up is a bitch.
Oh, so you do it in a hotel bathroom so somebody else has to clean it up?
Yeah.
You're a monster. You're a bearded monster.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
So Dirty Laundry, if you're not familiar, it's where Ian goes out and he'll talk to random people that he'll meet out on the street and he'll say, hey, tell me a secret that you've never told anyone before, your dirty laundry. And the whole idea behind this bit is it started in laundromats, right? And it still lives in laundromats to this day, which, again, leans into the dirty laundry. But Ian, you are one with the streets. I mean, Mahoney and I regularly talk about if, you know, we tried to pull off doing this bit, it just wouldn't work because people would instantly think that we're cops or narcs or...
And they'd be right.
We're going to rob them, whatever.
Because I'm 100% turning you in.
Yeah. But you are one with the streets. Like, you've got a way that most people don't to be able to go out and just thrive in that environment.
He's from the streets.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. I was raised by three things. My mother, the television, and the streets. Mm-hmm. That's it. And that's what birthed Dirty Laundry. But I'll be honest with you guys. I'm a little disappointed in myself this week.
I'm a little bit surprised to hear you say that about this bit. Because, again, normally this is very much, like, in line with your personality. But you got?
I did this week. It's really unfortunate. I don't know what to blame it on, but you know what?
Well, you got a new kid at home. You haven't been sleeping as much.
But usually I'm quicker.
We've been working it way too hard.
Usually I'm quicker. I got the street smarts. I can spot some BS a mile away, but unfortunately, some crept through, and I feel like an idiot. I met three gentlemen at the bar laundromat. It was a slower day. And I really needed to get some dirty laundry. And these guys were kind of talking up. They were pretty witty. They were funny. I would say maybe in their
mid-60s. One of them looked like he was in his early 70s. And they were just drinking. This was around 11:30 in the morning, just hanging out. And I asked them if they have any secrets they've never told anybody before. And they said, nah, we don't want to talk to you, whatever. And I said, well, how about if I buy you a beer? They're like, no. I'm like, all right, I'll buy you two beers. Do you have a secret?
Each?
Yes.
That's so you're six pack in. Okay.
I'm like, I need some dirty laundry, man. Tell me something. And one of them proceeded to tell me about a job that he used to have. Unfortunately, it's a job that doesn't exist, but I just believed him the entire time. I don't know what. We just have to listen to it. Just, I'm an idiot. I'm sorry, guys. Oh,
Dirty Laundry.
All right, we're here for another installment of Dirty Laundry, and I've met a very nice friend. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How's everybody?
Wonderful. Why do you tuck your beard into your hat?
I don't. I tuck my hat over my beard.
All right, well, the bit's called Dirty Laundry. I'm looking for something you've never told anybody before, and you told me that you got quite the past.
It wasn't too bad. I made some decent money. I circumcised elephants.
Whoa. Okay, all right. You circumcised... Wait, why are we circumcising elephants? Was this for, like, a particular zoo, or was this like a farm somewhere, a sanctuary?
Okay, this is my boss. He's from Hawaii, the island paradise.
Okay,
come on, let's get them
by my house. I dared him to
wait. Get over here. So you dared him to circumcise an elephant? Are you guys bullshitting me?
No.
Do I look like I
bullshit anybody? But you gotta remember, the bulls don't shit, the grass don't grow.
I don't even know what that means. How does that relate to circumcising elephants? Now,
the bull is a cow, and an elephant is bigger. So if the elephant gets smart, the cow gets smart, you just stomp him.
Come on, you can't argue with logic like that.
Oh, completely. Okay, no, but in all seriousness, yeah. did you at all handle elephant?
Not me. That's why I got him to do it.
What made you get out of the elephant business?
It was just too much.
When was the last time you encountered an elephant?
Last night when I was walking on Fremont.
Oh.
Okay, so, all right, obviously you guys know that they don't circumcise elephants.
They don't?
No, I actually had to look that up.
Yeah, but, I can't imagine an elephant has a... Do they have a foreskin?
Yes.
Can you imagine how much foreskin that would be?
It's like a tarp.
I don't want to Google elephant foreskin, but I'm going to.
I mean, I feel like it would be about as large... You remember those things that like they're like almost like a parachute? Yeah, you can use it as a parachute.
Oh, so like when you were in school and...
That's what I was thinking of.
Get under it.
And you just like the ball.
You can bring it out onto the field like it's one of those giant American flags.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So we were just talking about, you know, the best steak in town, and it got us all talking about how we're hungry.
Like, all the time.
Like it happens every morning. But let me ask you this, Audrey. When it comes to like a guy being able to cook a single meal really well, like what is the sexiest meal that a man can cook?
I really don't know if I quantify this as sexy, but I know that steaks aren't cheap.
Yeah.
So like if you can cook like a nice steak, or like something about grilling out is kind of sexy to me. Like if you can do like the whole grilling thing well, because if you got a nice grill,
so
that's pretty cool. Cause those are, I feel like that's hard to master.
My go-to when I was single, and so this didn't work with my wife because my wife is a vegetarian, but my go-to before that, like, was always a steak, usually a ribeye, and lobster.
Because it's hard to screw up a steak. I mean, not really, because you can overcook it. But if you don't overcook it, like, there's not a lot of beyond that.
Yeah.
You just have to make sure that you're aware
it's
of, like...
It's seasoned, it's cooked well, it's seared well.
Yeah.
And the lobster, for the most part, you put a stick of butter in there, you wrap it in aluminum foil, and you throw it in the oven. And you bake or steam the lobster. That's what always was like my go-to. And also it like feels sort of fancy because there's like steak and lobster.
Oh yeah.
You know what though? Did you ever do that where like, I feel like a cute date would be like you guys going, which we don't really have anything like that here, but like going to like a market and like having the whole like shopping experience together too. Maybe not like for a first date, but I feel like that kind of adds a little bit extra to the whole experience.
I feel like the key word there is market, though. Like, if you just go to Kroger,
Smith's,
it's not quite as sexy.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But like if we had, if we were like by the ocean and you go and pick up like your lobster together.
Yeah, if you was in like Seattle and you go to the fish market.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like that would be, I feel like that's romantic.
I'll say this. So I am, my wife does not cook for me and I do not cook for my wife.
Can your wife, and I mean, I don't want to put her on blast here. Can she cook anything?
She cooks her own stuff. She makes like, you know, she eats a lot of vegetarian stuff, you know, so
a lot
of vegetables, a lot of like burrito style stuff. She loves kimchi. You know, she eats like the same thing almost every day. She's a person of routine.
I mean, I am the same way. I'm not mad at that. I got my dried eggs.
She like poaches eggs in the morning for breakfast. But like for stuff that I eat, I don't think she's ever cooked me dinner. But
she's never cooked you a single meal ever?
I don't think so. She makes like, I get like toast in the morning, but like I don't look at this as a negative because if I was with a woman who was a master chef, if I was with a Martha Stewart or an Alex Gornishelli type.
You'd be the world's fattest man.
I would be so fat and just be dead.
Ian, does Gina cook for you?
Yes, she does.
Do you cook for her as well?
We used to actually do kind of half and half cooking, but we discovered that she cooks a lot better than me.
Yeah.
A lot better. It like the day I realized that she cooks a steak better than I do was the day I think I truly realized I loved her.
Then you got her pregnant that same night.
That same night. Bam. Actually mid steak. Yeah. I didn't even finish.
Substituted the meat.
Wow. Yep.
Swapped it out and the whole switcheroo.
Medium rare indeed.
It was not well done at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting when you think about how some relationships revolve around food. Like, your life revolves around food, but your relationship
does not
at all.
No. Very interesting. That's actually very interesting.
Yeah, food is my vice. You know?
Like, you love food more than almost anything.
I can quit, like,
But you and your wife
drugs,
have...
Drugs, drinking,
yes, all that stuff. But food is your thing, but your wife is, like, totally absent from that part of your life. She doesn't participate in the meals with you.
She eats food for fuel. I eat food for joy.
Yeah.
Like, and that is why we are the exact... And that's why I'm overweight, and she is not.
No, I mean, I get that, right? It's just, it's funny that you guys have that divide where even when you order, like, when you order out food, you generally order food just for yourself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she never, like, unless we do, like, on a rare occasion, maybe some Thai food or Indian food, she'll partake in. But even then, she doesn't like to.
You guys don't have a table in your house.
No, to eat food at. We replaced there's our no, like, dining
breakfast,
room.
There's no dining room table. There's not even like a breakfast nook sort of thing.
We have an extended island that has chairs.
Yeah, you can sit at the island, but you're never like sitting at a table across from your wife having a meal. Ever.
Because it's wasted space for us. So that's why we ended up turning our dining room into a gym for her, which is kind of makes sense.
Sure, she uses that all the time, yeah.
But I mean, it's if I was in a relationship with somebody else who was a foodie, I've been in relationships with somebody who was also a foodie.
So you think it's good for you that you guys aren't both foodies because then you just go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
It's like when one person likes to drink and the other doesn't, there's a balance there. But if like everyone likes to drink,
I think Audrey's in a similar, you know, out of anybody else here, I think Audrey's in a very similar situation because her husband is also like so disciplined and working out and like, you know, like doesn't eat like fast food and other garbage like we do. Mm-hmm. But you know, those are good relationships. If Audrey and I were married, they would have a new show like 2,000-pound marriage.
We'd be so fat.
Yeah.
But the only thing though, Mahoney, is that you eat so much cheese and I don't know if I could do that, dude. Like, and I also leave the door open whenever I'm taking slams. So I feel like that would just be not good. In my elder age, lactose intolerance really hit me.
Yeah. That's a deal breaker for me, like you poop with the door open, like get out of here with that nonsense. But I mean, as far as
mac and cheese is worth it, though.
As far as pound for pound, the best cheese, what is it?
Right now, I'm on a Gouda.
Gouda.
It's so Gouda.
Gouda.
Dude,
it's
like
Gouda.
Legit, Costco has like a pound of Gouda that they sell for about $10, and it is phenomenal. Like I don't know how I've been sleeping on Gouda for the last 40 years of my life.
Gouda, Stinky Cheese Land is top tier.
Maybe I'm a trash bucket, but you know what my favorite cheese is?
Is it going to be cheddar?
Colby Jack.
I thought you were going to say like extra sharp cheddar American. Or like
No, it's like Kraft singles now. Yeah. No, but
that's
like,
not even cheese. By the way,
Colby Jack is the best cheese in my opinion.
I think hard cheeses are the superior cheeses. Like
soft cheeses, really?
Anytime I go to a fancy restaurant and they bring out the soft cheeses and they're like, I can't do
don't
it.
Don't sleep make, on the brie, bro. Come
I was just gonna
it.
Say, I'm such like a so, hoe for brie. I love
do you
it
eat
so
the
much.
Outside of brie,
yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Son of a but bitch. It's covered in like honey and like jams. Oh yeah,
that's too much.
Inside and outside of meeting that mo.
Cheese is the bonus. You know, you don't need bonus on top. If you had to put other stuff on top of the cheese to make the cheese good, no,
no
you put cheese on top of stuff to make
cheeses,
that good.
Fruits and cheeses are it's like peanut butter and jelly. They go so great together.
I'll take the hard cheeses all day.
Gadsden, I've never had brie.
You've never had brie?
I mean,
oh my God, it is so good.
Feels like
good.
Soap.
My wife sometimes, like when she's doing one of those ridiculous charcuterie boards, she'll tell me to like go to the store and get like a specific cheese. It blows you away. How many damn cheeses there are.
Well, and how expensive cheeses.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but like you go to like the little cheese thing and you're like,
a cheese monger.
There is 250 cheeses I did not know existed. This is overwhelming.
I want a wheel so bad.
You want a cheese wheel?
Yeah, because they got like the cool pictures on them sometimes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, those things are expensive, though, man.
Do you ever see those restaurants that eat like they have the, turn the cheese wheel into a bowl?
Into a bowl.
But then they got reuse those cheese wheels.
They reuse them?
That's nasty. Yes.
That is nasty.
You brought me used cheese?
Yeah, you like because you like they melt the cheese and they stir it in there. And just
it's like the Goodwill of cheese.
Yeah.
Like you return it and hopefully like somebody else gets like gently used.
Yeah.
What if you're at the bottom of the cheese wheel?
Yeah.
That feels like you didn't get like all of the cheese. You're just getting crumbs.
Yeah, you weren't born into it. You know, you're bottom of the cheese wheel. You gotta fight your way up.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Well, it's that magical time of week where we have a brand new blooper reel for you because, you know, we've screwed up a lot over the past handful of days, and Ian carefully jots all of those screw-ups down. Do we have a star of the blooper reel this week, Ian?
I wouldn't necessarily say, did I just bloop right there? I don't think I said necessarily right.
Mm.
Yeah. See, you guys are...
Keep pushing forward.
You guys are rubbing off on me.
Write it down.
Stop rubbing on me.
I love rubbing off on you.
My gosh. Jeez. Dave, you have the most bloopers this week.
Okay.
But in overall quality of the bloopers, I'm going to have to give it to Audrey.
Oh no.
Good. I don't like this. I'm going to take my headphones off. I don't want to hear it.
No. Listen in closely.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
The Wall Street Journal published a story detailing how this distinction between the blue and green chat bubbles, how this distinction between the Like, you were staring at that cake the entire game. You weren't even watching the football game?
Nope. I don't remember anything other
than
that cake.
Were you imagining him in football pants?
Nike was very kind and hooked me up with a new pair of shoes.
Right.
Porch Pirate, it's are real.
Senior citizens unknowingly consumed pot brownies that were brought to a community center by a 73-year-old South Dakota woman who was unaware that her son had made these brownies by a 73-year-old South Dakota woman who was unaware that her son... had made. They said this guy, quote, exercised a very poor judgment.
I worked in a grocery store, too, a grocery store in St. Louis called Schnucks. And I was the shelf stocker.
Pieces 35 minutes later, it's like,
poor Graham.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Mahoney, when is the last time that you partied a little too hard for your own good?
Man, I mean, when you say party, like, I don't know. It's been many years since I've partied.
Right. No, but I mean, just like you took it a little too far.
Yeah, a little too excitable.
And you really, like, gave yourself a hurt in the next
day. About 9 months ago, I went out to a tiki bar and I hadn't had sugar. And so everybody knows that, like, tiki drinks are, first off, all alcohol, but they also have a ton of sugar in them.
And that's what will give you the hangover, right? It's all the sugar
and
all the alcohol.
Yeah, pretty rough that day.
I mean, there's a fair amount of times where, Audrey, you've sworn off drinking forever, even though you have a beer sitting in front of you right now, but whatever.
Don't Don't you?
I'm not shaming.
It's Friday.
No, it's fine.
I haven't even had a sip.
She hasn't had a sip of that beer yet.
I'm not shaming you. I'm just saying, when's the last time that you went too hard?
I have 4 drinks now, and I am done for 24 hours. So last Sunday at the football game.
Yeah, yeah. The reason I bring it up is because there is a makeup artist. Her name is Isabel, 25 years old, lives with her longtime partner. His name is Rob. He's 32. He is a car rental manager from the UK.
Okay.
And said, for our 3rd anniversary, we rented a cabin in the country and order loads of adult toys, bondage gear, and booze. Mm. And Rob felt so much under pressure to perform the whole weekend that he bought some Viagra off the internet.
Oh, no. Do not buy
That's bootleg.
Internet Viagra from Canada.
The bootleg blue pill. Don't
Turns
do it.
Turns out it worked out too well, and they went on this marathon session, and it ended up putting him in the hospital. And they say the champagne and Viagra-fueled sex marathon put this guy in the hospital.
Is Viagra also like an upper? I mean, I know it's an upper, but is it also an upper?
It's a performance enhancer in many ways.
So
I mean,
does it feel like you just like took some C4?
No, they're saying that there are...
I don't think it's like a pre-workout.
It's not pumping. Okay.
Did you see the story about Josh Allen? They said his secret weapon may be Viagra, which I didn't read.
Viagra is a performance enhancing drug in just a certain area, I thought.
I don't know, but they were saying Josh Allen was going to take some Viagra to maybe get like blood moving.
It says it keeps him warm, actually.
Yeah. Oh, so he's looser.
So I have.
And it's awkward to tackle him if he's got a raging belly.
Like,
yeah. No one wants to be around that.
Yeah. Like, this is for you, tackle.
Pow.
They would be like, hey, sir, I didn't ask
Can
for
you
that.
Imagine them running like that, just like wiener first?
Look at here, boy.
If that breaks the plane, is it a touchdown?
Did it hit the pylon?
Maybe you
pylon
can teach it
versus
to catch.
Pylon crime.
Pylon's pregnant.
You can teach it to catch.
I have no problem.
Throw.
Yeah, right? Punter. Could be a punter.
Yeah, better than the Buffalo punter last week.
The medicine exists. It's a game changer for guys who do have some performance issues over the hand. But the one thing I do have, I just don't understand why you would do this. I wouldn't set the bar this way. Like, if you were going to have, Dave and I have a friend who we both know very well, who anytime that they go to have a new encounter with somebody new, they will use...
Setting the bar too high.
They will do that.
Don't do that.
For sure.
Don't do that. You're setting the bar too high.
But if you set the... Yeah, that's where you're setting the bar. That is the
baseline. You are expected to maintain that line
forever.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't do that. No.
Like, why?
No, we know.
Yeah, that bar is way too high.
I mean, and also, I'm not sitting... Maybe they were into this, like champagne, Viagra...
Bondage all that stuff.
But I just feel like you're coming out of the gate
hot.
Like, yeah. Maybe that's a baseline kink for some people, but I mean, I would show up and I'd be like, whoa, this is, we are going fast.
Where does this go 5 years from now?
Exactly.
Like, how far do we have to go?
Like, that is, that's some people's finish line.
Yeah, or way beyond that.
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm good on that.
And this dude ended up in the hospital. You know what? Maybe he intentionally went to the hospital because he's like, hey, look, we got to set some limits, babe. This whole, like, let's rent a cabin in the woods for a marathon session with bondage and Viagra is just a little bit too much.
Let's blame her. She wasn't paying attention to his safe word.
And I'm not going to blame him because...
Help is my safe word. Stop.
We do go, I mean, all of us here, at least the guys, I can't speak for Audrey... I know. All of us here early on our relationships pulled, like, not the Viagra part, but we all pulled the, like, this cabin in the woods was my go-to. You know, like, let's go for a long weekend with your significant other, like, when you're, like, within the, you know, early parts of your dating.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you would have those all day, you know, like, why do you go to a cabin in the woods? So you can just...
Take a girl to a cabin in the woods just to like bang all day?
Yeah, because there's nothing else
roommates?
To do.
I had roommates. So that's why. You wanted some alone time to be romantic. Yeah.
I just took him to like really cheap motels.
Jeez, Ian.
Well, he took
those
him camping.
Aren't your
like, that's an experience.
That was a hooker.
Well, yeah, but still.
Yeah,
you know,
by
a good
the
time.
Hour, yeah. It's
worth it.
It's like, hey, baby, I'm
booked
us this trip.
I'm going to spring for the second hour at the hotel.
Romantic.
I love you.
It's Pop Trap.
Man, this whole Britney Spears situation is making me real uncomfortable. She does not seem like she is doing great, and her sister is out here doing interviews talking about how Britney Spears locked her in a room with a knife. So the 30-year-old shared the claims with a Nightline interview where she was talking about how, you know, there was this memoir that's out, Things I Should Have Said. And she said that Britney allegedly grabbed a knife and locked her in a room. And I'm just like, man, can we just like stop with all these interviews with Britney Spears' sister? Like they're trying to like assign blame for everything that's gone on and just let cooler heads prevail here. And hopefully everyone comes out of this unscathed.
Not in this situation. I don't think you can. The flames have already been we are putting gasoline on this fire. Yep. And honestly, whenever you're hearing the family's side of the story, Britney doesn't look too good. It's not like, it's like the Spider-Man meme where everybody's pointing at everyone. No one is in the right at all.
That's a perfect analogy, Audrey. Yeah, and I hope it doesn't end sadly. I really don't, man, because it's just, stop exploiting, like, the media. Stop exploiting this family, really, because that's what you're doing.
Kanye West is back to his old ways. He punched a photographer or a guy that was asking for a photo or something. The L.A. Police Department took a battery report listing him as the named suspect in an incident that occurred at 3 a.m. in Los Angeles on Thursday night. There was no arrest that were reported, obviously. But according to the news outlet, he punched a guy who was a fan at a party who asked for an autograph. But by the time the cops showed up, he was already gone. There is video of it. So, sorry, Ian. I know.
His name is Ye,
not Kanye. Okay.
Dave, the artist formerly known as Kanye.
There is some more drama that's going on in that world as well. Mm-hmm. Kanye has dropped a new track that is dissing Pete Davidson.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Kanye raps in his song, My Life Was Never Easy. He says, God saved me from the crash just so I could beat Pete Davidson's ass.
Oh, oh, wow. My gosh, that was a Through the Wire reference.
I like that.
I can't wait for Pete's clapback on Saturday Night Live. Oh, that is going to be amazing.
And you know, Lauren is going to make it a thing on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, why should?
Why wouldn't they?
Have some fun with
guarantee
it.
Guarantee it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm team Pete for sure.
Yes.
On this all day.
Audrey, am I the only one who's going to be team Ye?
I like Ye, I like Ye. Pete. I like them individually.
Who do you like more?
Probably Ye. I've been a fan of him longer.
All right.
I think Kanye is more.
I don't like him with him, but I like him.
Body of work is more storied. And, you know, Kanye's first three albums are still some of the best hip hop that has ever been produced ever.
Keep Staten Island. Kanye's got the rest
but
of the world.
Trev said unpopular opinion, but Kanye sucks.
That is an unpopular opinion.
His new stuff does.
He hasn't done anything good in 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's your opinion.
Since 808
of course, that's my opinion. That's why I
said
it.
The Donda album is pretty good.
Donda's good. I'm excited for Donda 2. Yeezus, in my opinion, is one of the greatest albums of the last 10 years.
One of the greatest albums of the past 10 years?
Yeah,
when is Yandy coming out?
That was good.
That was good.
It was really good.
That was good. Also, good for Pink Fong.
Who?
The
Baby Shark people.
Oh, you know. 10 billion views. Special shout out to my kids for being 9 billion of those views. My kids have learned how to play this on Alexa now, and it drives me crazy. But yeah, 10 billion views across YouTube for this.
Yeah, it's pretty ludicrous. They've made so much money off of that. And, you know, hey, if you write a banger like that, reap the rewards.
I guess. So the Puppy Bowl is a thing, right?
Yeah.
Kind of coincides with the Super Bowl, and this year they are going to be doing it with 100 adoptable dogs. Isn't that a cute idea?
I love this. I even though the Puppy Bowl is rigged, and
you think that it's like
we know
whoever
that
it's like political whoever paid
Big
the most.
Bone Big oh, okay. Milk Bone has paid off the referees,
the lobbyists, whoever's like dumped money into like the Shih Tzu of the year.
Hey, careful, it's a family show.
Hey, I'm just it's a breed.
Discovery Plus and Animal Planet will air the special. It said that the Puppy Bowl is going to feature 67 shelter dogs, 33 rescue dogs from 33 states. The pups will be either assigned to Team Rough or Team Fluff, and they will chase, fetch, guard, heal, and sprint on a special field.
You know what's the most frustrating of this, though, is that it's going to be 100 of the cutest adoptable dogs.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you look at your shelter, and they're all senior dogs who just need a
bath. I want the one with the underbite that has, like,
one eye.
Yeah, one eye, missing leg, you know, has obviously been through some stuff.
And
who appreciate you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, he has seen some Shih Tzu.
All right.
another Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have.
Still employed for now.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Knock on wood.
And you know what? We have made it. We have, it's a new year. Like, let's just drink.
Why not?
I love you. Right.
Why not?
We don't really need
the
any
defeat
other
in
reasons.
Your voice.
Yes, it's like it's a new year.
No, but it's,
we're a few days in, dude.
It's a new year. It's the same us.
Man, you know what? I saw a great tweet the other day. Someone's like, "Why should I be trying to get better in the new year when the years aren't getting any better?"
Exactly.
You know, like just 2022.
So
whatever.
One-sided. This is a two-way street.
I need to improve if you're not. Exactly. I'm.
Well, the beers are improving, and that's one of the things we love about Beer for Breakfast. We've been doing Beer for Breakfast for 13-plus years now at
the
this point.
The original Beer for Breakfast.
Often imitated and never duplicated Beer for Breakfast. And, you know, one of the things I've noticed, I mean, in all the years that we've been drinking craft beer and micro-brewed beer, is that it just keeps getting better. That is one of the things. It's like, I say this, and I know there's people out there who say, I hate beer, I don't drink beer. You just have not found the right beer for you. There is literally a beer for everyone out there, and this may be the one for you today. Today, we're drinking the Founders Brewing Porter. And this is, and honestly, as far as porters go, it's one of the most underrepresented styles of beer out there. I think it gets overlooked on a regular occasion for, you know, imperials or stouts. But porters are just a really good style of beer that I love. And I'm guilty. You know, we've been doing this for, you know, I was looking back over my records, and we've only done in that many years, Dave, maybe 10 porters.
Ever.
So, like, I mean, that doesn't even clock in one a year. Yeah. Wow, that's
and
something.
So that,
you usually go stouts then, I guess.
We do a lot. We do
a lot of
stouts.
I mean, obviously a lot of IPAs, lagers, you know, all of that stuff. Hefs have made it through plenty. But, I mean, yeah, I guess there's just not that many that are out there that are readily available that you gravitate towards for something like this.
But, you know, Founders has done a really, like, I think Founders really shines as a brewery with their darker beers. I mean, they have some really great stuff. Their KBS, their CBS, their Bastard series are really good. And this one, the Founders Brewing Porter has 6.5% alcohol by volume, 45 IBUs today, being served from a 12-ounce brown bottle. Love the artwork on it. Very similar to some of their other stuff. Got like the old Victorian. This looks like it would be hanging in a manor
somewhere. She looks
somewhere.
Like she died in the Titanic.
Six-pack, priced very reasonably at $9.99 for a six-pack. It's available year-round, and this bottle, the one thing people don't like to hear, but Founders does let us know how many calories per bottle. This bottle is 230 calories per bottle.
It's okay. This will be your lunch.
The calories come from alcohol.
But it's only 6.5%.
Yeah, but it's...
I mean, that's 6.5%.
I love that the bottle...
They rarely tell you, like, when you're looking at, like, a 12%er, like, how many calories are in it.
Yeah,
like,
purposely.
That is 750 calories.
Mahoney, I love that on this bottle underneath this lady that Ian pointed out, actually, looks a lot like Princess Diana, the lady.
A doppelganger.
A doppelganger. Underneath, it says dark, rich, and sexy.
Oh, and sexy. Wow, it does say that.
Do you see that? In very small font.
And it looks like they've trademarked that or service marked it as well. Serve this out of a pint glass or a, and I recommend serving it between 45 and 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast are look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's start off with the look of the Founders Porter.
Midnight. Color
Black
of midnight. Night.
Yep. Color of my shirt.
I mean, just a deep, dark brown. Some highlights when you hold it to a direct light source. But if you're not holding it to a direct light source, you're not seeing those highlights.
That just looks black to me, man.
That is.
No, but when
dark.
You hold it to a, like, get your cell phone out. And
okay,
hold,
so you have to put a flashlight up to it.
If you put a 1,000,000 candle watt.
No, you see it still.
You can't see
it.
You can't
nothing.
See through it.
You're such a liar.
That is right the there. Dark, deep sea where all of the weird creatures linger.
It's, yeah,
it's
that's where that one
black
little
like your guy's hearts.
Fish with the light bulb over its
face
lives.
Yeah, only he can see in this beer.
About a finger and a half of dark tan. Very, it's fizzy, but it's thick, dense head, decent
thick,
amount of carbonation in this,
head.
And a
thick,
solid
dark,
amount of lacing.
Sexy.
I mean, like, just dark lacing on
very
the side
dark
of the
lacing.
Well, it says dark, sexy, and rich, which we are none of those things. We are not dark, rich, or sexy. We are
We're more like a cup of milk.
Yeah. I do work part-time as a porter, though, at a car dealership.
Oh, yeah. So that's good money. Good game. Side hustle.
Are we carbonated milk?
Oh, I hate that thought. Yes, I look like milk.
Have you ever seen
somebody put milk?
Have you ever seen somebody put milk in a soda stream and drink it?
No.
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh.
Do not do it.
All right, let's drink the beer.
The next category is the smell. Let's take a big whiff of the Founders Brewing Porter.
You're going to be really mad at me.
A lot of sweetness in there.
Yeah. Sweet roasted malts.
It stinks.
Good.
You think it stinks?
Really? I don't think. Yeah. I think you may just be experiencing it because our work fridge. You may be getting some of that outside bottle smell because our work fridge is nasty as hell.
A lot of booze in there too, though. I'm getting a decent amount of booze.
A little bit of vanilla, but the coffee in there is very, very, very prevalent.
Are you smelling the alcohol as well? Like
yeah.
Get your schnoz
right
up in
there. A little bit. It doesn't like overwhelm me. When I think of strong alcohol presence, I think of like smelling tequila. You know, or a heavy bourbon,
sure.
And this hasn't been aged in bourbon barrels or anything like that. So nice to
smell.
Me, it's present, but it's not overwhelming for me personally.
Texas girl who's drinking along today said she loves the smell.
Let's take a big drink of the Founders Brewing Porter. Cheers, friends.
Cheers.
Been a good week. Been a good week.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I mean that actually drinks easier than I thought, considering it's such a dark looking beer, right? And then it's got the big nose to it as well. Yeah. It's actually pretty light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's full bodied, but the drinkability is
the mouthfeel is light. You
Audrey,
know?
You don't like the smell of this. I'm looking at your bottle. You haven't taken very much of this. Do you not like this one?
It tastes smoky to me, and I don't know why.
There's a light smokiness.
There's definitely a smokiness on the back end of it.
Yeah, on the back of your tongue.
Yeah, but I like the smokiness a lot. Like, I love a smoked old fashioned. Yep. I love that vibe of
smoky
a drink.
Anything.
It's just not what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Because from porters, I'm used to those more chocolatey, more coffee, the sweeter. I'm getting a lot more smoke than I am. I mean, it seriously smells to me, and I think that's what I'm smelling as well, is that smokiness.
Mm-hmm. See, but I do think you do get that chocolate in there, but I feel like it's more of a dark cooking chocolate or a baking chocolate. It's more that it's got more of a bite to it.
It's
not a rich chocolate.
It's not sweet. It's more bitter.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Ian, your thoughts on the Founders
Mahoney,
Porter?
I'm definitely tasting the cooking chocolate. This was ruined for me because of Audrey, though, because of her
disdain
towards the smokiness.
Take another drink.
Which I love as well. You guys know, like, when I go out, especially steakhouse, I love smoked cocktails.
Yeah.
But Audrey made the reference that this tastes like when you accidentally take a swig of, like, a water bottle or something that had, like, cigarette butts in it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting that.
It tastes like cigs.
As I've always said about almost everything, Audrey ruins it all.
Yeah.
Ruined.
Yeah. Seems about
ruins
it.
Everything.
But it's because it's because he tastes it too. If he didn't agree, he wouldn't be tasting it.
Dave,
you know
you are plowing through that guy. You're traditionally more of an IPA fan. Thoughts?
It's great. You do need to like the smoky flavor, right? If you don't, then this is going to be a total turn off for you.
Like
I get
so
why Audrey doesn't
that
like
it's not that it.
No, but
it's not like a Lagavulin that
no,
you
but
would
it's
be
very
drinking
it's very
scotch.
Present, right? And the thing about the smokiness is that it lingers.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of the other flavors don't. They dissipate quickly. I was talking about that lightness in the mouthfeel. I think it's pretty good. I don't know if I'd have like 4 or 5 of these.
I think I could drink at least 3.
I think that maybe having a couple of them, but this is more of like a beer that I think would pair really well with a meal.
Or a cigar.
A cigar would be great because you're already doing this, the smokiness.
You go rich,
like a barbecue, like a sweet barbecue along with this would probably pair pretty well. Overall, I don't love it, but
really?
I do like it quite a bit. It's just not one that I would seek out necessarily, but if you were like, hey, do you want one of these when I was over at your place? Sure.
Interesting. For me, I really enjoy this particular porter. You got that full body, lots of robust malts in there. The coffee is balanced in there as well. That dark cocoa, that baking chocolate has that slighter bitter bite to it that lingers on the end, as you mentioned out. I think the alcohol is very balanced. It does make a little bit more of an appearance as it continues to warm, but definitely not overpowering. And yes, I know it's only 6.5%, but it's still not overpowering in that in that regard. The mouthfeel, not quite, you know, it's like somewhere in between that like medium to full bodied range. So not quite full bodied, but a little bit more than medium bodied. I think this is very smooth, overall velvety. For me, the drinkability, I think this is a fantastic porter for the price. $9.99 for a six pack. I think that's solid. I think it's great for colder days when you're looking for something that's rich, but you don't want to get wrecked with like a 10%er from, let's just say, a Russian Imperial. It's 6.5% alcohol by volume. It drinks very easy, and I think overall very flavorful.
Okay, so are you ready to give your official rating, my friend?
Can I get a drum roll, please, Dave?
Here you go.
Oh, Mahoney's Beer Scouts Ripsy, I get the Founders Brewing Porter a 4.15 out of 5.
Wow.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You have to pick between mashed potatoes and baked potatoes. Which one are you picking?
Message deleted.
Mashed potatoes, without question.
All day, every day.
Not even close.
Yep.
Baked potatoes are fine. They're just fine because they're not mashed.
I love all things potatoes, all things carb, but you have a much higher risk of messing up a baked potato than you do mashed potatoes.
True.
Because even undercooked mashed potatoes or like cold mashed potatoes are good. A cold-ass undercooked potato is just, nah. But you're going to chip a tooth.
The whole thing that makes a baked potato good is that it's essentially a mashed potato with a built-in bowl.
Yeah, what's the best kind of baked potato? A twice-baked potato.
A twice-baked potato, which is just mashed potatoes
inside
of it.
Yeah, with all the cheese.
Scoop it out. Have you ever been like such a fat ass that you're like, I'm eating this whole ass skin? Because I have. Especially when it's like got that crunch to it.
Well, it's iron.
You've never done that, Ian?
Yeah, the potato skins are good for you.
I don't do that with
potato skins are good for you.
My mashed potatoes, I love having the skin in the mashed potatoes, but when it comes to the baked potato, I don't eat the skin.
If it's cooked like a bowl. If it's cooked properly.
If it's cooked
it's got to be super soft.
Butter.
Well, I usually like
this conversation feels sexual.
You cover it in oil and then you roll it in rock salt.
I once put my wiener in a mashed potato.
You did?
That was American.
And the mashed potatoes,
American
Pie 6.
Not the baked potato. No, it was too never mind.
I mean, I just would have thought maybe just a little.
I mean, there's a famous line for the Beastie Boys. If it's that kind of party, I'm going to stick my in the mashed potatoes.
That's right.
That's not sour cream. After the tone.
Non-fat Greek yogurt is the most okayest food you could ever have.
Message deleted.
That's why it stays in my fridge, in the back of my fridge, until I remember it's there.
So all of us have the non-fat Greek yogurt in the fridge, and you're like, I'm going to eat healthy, and then it's there for 7 months.
Well, I do eat it whenever I have fruit to add to it.
When you
to
add
make
something
it better.
To it. But what,
it's a good sour cream substitute.
Whoa.
You know it is.
Oh, I do
it
the is. Vanilla yeah. kinds. I was like, yeah. wait, ho. Oh. I got confused.
When
but you're right.
I went to Greece a few years ago for a friend's wedding, had yogurt there. And like the fresh yogurt, like I'm not a big yogurt fan, but the yogurt with just fresh honey in it was like the greatest thing I've ever eaten in my life. I'm like, I could eat this honey. Every day of my life.
And you put like some granola sprinkles and some fresh the honey drizzle.
Listen,
you know
let me tell
about?
You why yogurt is never good.
Honeycomb?
Oh, just honey, straight real honeycomb.
Oh, I thought you meant the cereal.
No, like actual honeycomb. It's
No.
So I good. Feel like the reason why yogurt at your house is never great is because you never have all of the things, like we're saying, in order to make the yogurt its full potential. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to eat this just raw dog.
Yeah, that yogurt's like, I need some resources. Like, I need a team.
Did you guys love Yoplait when you were younger? I would go to my parent or my grandparents' house, and they were, you know, they were well off. They were wealthy, and they lived in Wheaton, Illinois. And so, like, I would go to my grandparents' house, and they would always have, like five different kinds of like Yoplait lined up, and then that fancy aluminum top that you would peel off, and then you try to eat it without a spoon.
I can't wait to be a grandparent of some poor ass kids because all I have to do is line up three Yoplaits, and you're like,
I'm impressed.
So rich.
You guys remember the yogurts? I think it was like Trix line maybe that had like the dual colors.
Oh yeah,
do you remember that?
I don't.
Yeah. Oh, I would. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, that was good. Along with the Go-Gurts, On the go. Remember those? They're just like stick yogurts?
Yeah.
I feel like that was after our generation, Dave. We didn't have Go-Gurts.
I mean, I don't know if I ever had a Go-Gurt, but I'm familiar with what Go-Gurts are.
Your children, plural, you have multiple.
There's a lot
of
them.
You have a farm full of children.
Just look at the sugar in that and then
You'll never want.
Because it's for children.
Yeah. Why are my kids so, why do they have so much energy? Why are they running around constantly?
Because they're cracked out of their minds. Yeah. No kidding, yeah.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.